Welcome to this week's TVGuide.com. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Diana Donald, reading current material from, as I said, this week's TVGuide.com. Our first article is Seven Shows Like Netflix's Heartbreak High by Maggie Fremont, dated April 17, 2024. Heartbreak High is a tough show to pin down. The Australian dramedy, which just released its second season on Netflix, tackles some heavy and important subject matter, from sexual assault to mental health issues, from questioning your sexual identity to navigating those complicated but deep teenage friendships. Heartbreak High isn't afraid to explore real-life topics that teenagers face. But thankfully, the series is also keenly aware of some other truths about high school students. They love to have a good time, and they can be awkward as hell. Remembering such truths makes the series self-aware and genuinely funny in an endlessly charming way. The good news is that Heartbreak High rebooted by Hannah Carroll Chapman after the original ran for seven seasons in the 90s maneuvers through those seemingly desperate tones effortlessly. Season one focused on the sudden rift between two previously inseparable best friends, Amory by Ayesha Maiden and Harper by Asha Yasbinichek, and the fallout from the discovery of a chart they drew mapping out the sexual exploits of their classmates. The second season sees Amory attempting to rehab her soured image. While Amory is our main protagonist, the show's biggest strength is its wealth of compelling characters and capable cast, all with their own worlds to explore. After two seasons, it feels like Heartbreak High has merely scratched the surface as to the stories it can tell with the kids at Hartley. If you've ever worked your way through Heartbreak High and you're on the hunt for more shows that balance the heartbreaking with the laugh-out-loud funny, or shows that truly respect the breadth of the teenage experience, you've got it covered. Below, find seven shows that you'll love just as much as Heartbreak High. Never Have I Ever. While Heartbreak High is firmly planted in the dramedy zone and Mindy Kaling and Lang Fisher's Never Have I Ever is unmistakably a comedy, there is a ton of overlap between the two series, and a lot of that is thanks to their main characters. At one point during Heartbreak High, Amory is compared to the goddess of disaster. She is a tornado of drama, and the entire school knows it. This exact description could also be used for Never Have I Ever's Devi Vishwakarma, who, when we first meet her, is a sophomore having trouble confronting her grief over her father's sudden death. While Devi's brand of disaster is more rage-filled, both she and Amory tend to be their own worst enemy. Both are unabashedly themselves, and both are horny as hell. They would be instant friends. There are other similarities between the two series here. The love triangles, the vivid production design, the effort to tell diverse teen stories. But I found myself thinking about Never Have I Ever while watching Heartbreak High, most when it came to the central friendship. Season one of the Australian season is all about Amory and Harper finding their way back to each other, because, in the end, a strong friendship is better than any love story. over the course of four seasons, never have I ever, never forgot that either. And while Debbie's never-ending love triangle with Paxton, played by Darren Barnett, and Ben, Jaron Lewison, was a delight, Debbie navigated the ups and downs of friendships with her besties Fabiola, by Lee Rodriguez, and Eleanor, played by Ramona Young, was a necessary and moving foundational element to the series. Watch it on Netflix. Next, The Sex Lives of College Girls. This is another series that skews more comedy than anything, but like Heartbreak High, it's not afraid to tackle some serious subject. The Sex Lives of College Girls, which is another Mindy Kaling project, this time with collaborator Justin Noble, about four freshman roommates at a prestigious Ivy-like school, dives into the good, the bad, and the awkward of sex in college. But it also hits on other complicated topics, like racism in higher ed, financial issues, and socioeconomic differences, and internalized homophobia. Mostly, though, it's a good time full of compelling performances. The series, which airs a brisk six episodes per season, is sometimes light on sturdy plot, but it's worth the watch for the chemistry between its four leads, Amrit Kaur as Bella, a horny wannabe comedy writer, Pauline Chalamet as sheltered Kimberly attending Essex on financial aid, Alia Chanel Scott as Whitney, a soccer star and senator's daughter, and Renee Rapp as legacy student Leighton, who comes out to her roommates over the course of the first season. Rapp is set to exit the series in season three, so it'll be interesting to see how that affects the show's equilibrium. You can watch this on Max. Next, Heartstopper. Heartstopper feels like the sometimes prickly Heartbeat High's warmer, fuzzier, younger cousin. It's not that the Netflix teen romance based on Alice Oseman's graphic novels doesn't tackle heavy subject matter. It definitely touches on everything from homophobia and bullying to eating disorders and depression. But it's quite clear from the get-go that Heartstopper's MO is to tell queer teen stories that bend toward joy. This is most obvious in the main arc of the series, the budding romance between bullied outcast Charlie Spring, played by Joe Locke, and popular athlete Nick Nelson, played by Kit Connor, is full of butterflies, something literally, though the little cartoons that pop up help to express emotions, and first kisses, and all the heartwarming moments you hope for in a story about first love. Even Nick's coming-out scene to his mother, played by the always wonderful Olivia Colman, in season one is nothing but warmth and loveliness. As the season progresses, so too does the maturity of the characters and storylines. But you already know it's always going to be a series that makes you cry tears of both the sad and happy variety. You can watch this on Netflix. Next, Sex Education. The first season of Heartbreak High kicks off with a discovering of Amory and Harper's Heartly High incest map, detailing all the hookups of their classmates. The info on that map is so alarming to those in charge that many of the students are ordered to take a sexual literacy tutorial the kids call SLUTS. which starts as a joke but eventually becomes a term of endearment. And if sluts tickles you, you should give sex education a whirl. This British dramedy, which recently wrapped its four-season run, also puts sex positively at the forefront of its storytelling. The series follows awkward teens Otis, played by Asa Butterfield, whose existence, he feels, is only made more awkward by the fact that his mother is a well-known sex therapist, played by a constantly scene-stealing Gillian Anderson. Otis winds up using these credentials to his advantage, though, by opening a secret sex therapy clinic of his own for his fellow students. Here you'll also find lots of fun performances from familiar faces like Nikudi Gatwa as Otis's best friend, Eric and Emma Mackey as Meave, Otis's main love interest. You can watch this on Netflix. Next, My Mad Fat Diary. For another series that deals with tough teen issues with some humor and self-awareness, you'll want to revisit this British dramedy that ran for three short seasons between 2013 and 2015. My Mad Fat Diary, based on Ray Earle's novel My Fat Mad Teenage Diary, is set in the 1990s and kicks off with Ray, played by Sharon Rooney, returning home after a four-month-long stint in a psychiatric hospital, which none of her friends know about. The show deftly handles Ray's mental health and self-esteem issues as she attempts to reacclimate to her life, while never making that her only personality trait. Much of that is thanks to a compelling lead performance by Rooney, as well as the young supporting cast, which includes a pre-Killing Eve, Jodie Comer, as Ray's best friend, Chloe. You can watch this on Hulu. Next, Everything's Gonna Be Okay. If you're looking for a series that tackles some of the same themes and issues as Heartbreak High, but desperate for a break from the high school focus, the youth can be wearing, I get it. Try Everything's Gonna Be Okay, this dramedy created by and starring Australian comedian Josh Thomas, ran on Freeform for only two seasons and will instantly endear itself to you. It's sweeter than Heartbreak High, but never overly earnest or afraid to go dark. Thomas plays Nicholas Moss, a neurotic 20-something who is unexpectedly left as the guardian of his two teenage half-sisters, Matilda, played by Kayla Cuomo, and Genevieve, played by Meave Press, when their father, Christopher May, dies. Not only do the Moss siblings have to navigate this complicated new family unit, but also their individual grief. The series, like Heartbreak High, also gives a special spotlight to stories featuring autistic characters that are some of the show's most compelling moments. Though there are certainly moments that'll make you cry, there are even more that will leave you laughing out loud. It's such a fun, interesting twist on the family comedy. Two seasons were nowhere near enough. You can watch this on Hulu. Heartbreak High ran from 1994 to 1999. Should you fancy yourself a completist, the original Heartbreak High, which ran for seven seasons in the 90s, is available on Netflix for your viewing pleasure. The series, which was adapted from the 1993 film The Heartbreak Kid, arrived after Beverly Hills 90210 hit it big in the United States. And it does feel like Australia's grittier, more diverse, both racially and socioeconomically speaking, answer to that. Still, there's a similar overall vibe. If Beverly Hills 90210 is your reference point here, like the series today, the original Heartbreak High touched on a lot of racial and class tensions in Australia. And hey, you'll run into a familiar face, Scott Major, who plays Darren's father, Peter Rivers, played that character as a high school student in the original Heartbreak High. Rivers, as he was called back then, was a main character in the first three seasons and was wildly racist and homophobic, and grew into a changed person by the end of his run. You may watch this on Netflix. Seven wholesome shows like When Calls the Heart by Filiana Neig. April 9, 2024. When Calls the Heart is Hallmark's channel's crown jewel. Over the last decade, the heartwarming drama, the cable network's longest-running original series, has been appointment viewing for Hallmark's enthusiasts seeking a mix of wholesome romance, hopefulness, and a sense of community. Developed by Michael Landon Jr. from the best-selling novel by Janet Oak, When Calls the Heart, is set in 1900s Canada and follows a young teacher, Elizabeth, played by Aaron Krakow, who relocates to a small town, Hope Valley, for her latest assignment. Leaving city life behind, Elizabeth quickly discovers that rural life isn't as easy as a transition and finds herself caught between multiple suitors, including Lucas, played by Chris McNally, and Nathan, played by Kevin McGarry. But that's okay. The drama is rooted in positivity and hope, often conveying the message that people can be better versions of themselves if they choose to be. As the season progresses, Elizabeth experiences the highs and lows of life, new friendships, falling in love, and even experiences tragedy. Its popularity hasn't waned as the series has aged. The drama spawned a short-lived spin-off, When Hope Calls, produced five Christmas specials, and has a passionate fan base, collectively known as Hearties. When Calls the Heart is classic Hallmark, which means you are more than likely going to be left feeling warm and cozy by the end of an episode. So, if you're looking to watch more shows like it but don't know where to begin, here are a few TV recommendations that will fill that Hope Valley void. First, Virgin River. If Elizabeth was a nurse instead of a school teacher and was living in the modern era versus the early 20th century, her life may look a lot like Virgin River. Adapted from Robin Carr's books, the Netflix series stars Alexandra Breckenridge as Mel, a midwife and nurse practitioner who leaves Los Angeles and relocates to a remote Northern California town in an effort to restart her life and leave her painful past behind. As these things tend to go, going from the big city to a small one isn't simple. The tinier the population, the bigger the conflicts tend to be. Virgin River is very much a show produced in the vein of a Hallmark series and has everything viewers of When Calls the Heart would like, from the picturesque setting to romantic melodrama. You can watch this on Netflix. Next, Sweet Magnolias. Looking for a show that's as charming as When Calls the Heart? Netflix's Sweet Magnolias may be what you're looking for. Inspired by Shevel Wood's novels, the Southern drama is largely about the power of female friendship, pivoting around three childhood best friends: Maddie, played by Joanna Garcia Swisher, Dana Sue, played by Brooke Elliott, and Helen, played by Heather Headley, as they navigate their careers, love, and family. They endure many ups and downs, from extramarital affairs to swoon-worthy romances to painful divorces. But their unbreakable bond is what keeps this trio going strong. You'll also recognize other members of the ensemble, like Chris Klein, who plays Maddie's ex-husband, Bill, Jamie Lynn Spears, who plays Bill's pregnant fiancée, Noreen, and Justin Brunig, a former Major League Baseball player who is Maddie's love interest and the local high school baseball coach. You may watch this on Netflix. Next, Sullivan's Crossing, another series based on novels by Virgin River author Robin Carr. The CW's Sullivan's Crossing is a soapy Canadian romantic drama that centers on Maggie Sullivan, When Hope Calls, Morgan Cohen, and Boston neurosurgeon who returns to her hometown in rural Nova Scotia, where she's faced with a legal crisis. When she comes back home to idyllic Timberlake, where life is a lot slower paced, she's reunited with her father, Sully, played by Scott Patterson, who still runs the campground her family has owned for generations. Sullivan's Crossing leans into the romance factor once Maggie meets Carl, played by Chad Michael Murray, her dad's ruggedly handsome assistant, and it's off to the proverbial races. You may watch this on CW TV. Another option, When Hope Calls. It only lasted one series on Hallmark Movies Now and two bonus Christmas episodes on GAC Family. But When Hope Calls is the closest you'll get to direct ties to When Calls the Heart universe. A spin-off of the Hallmark Channel drama When Hope Calls is set in 1916 and follows two orphan sisters, Lillian, played by Morgan Cohen, and Grace, played by Jocelyn Hooden, who reunite as adults and open an orphanage in Brookfield. It has all the ingredients of the flagship series. Both sisters flirt with romantic interests while navigating their own paths as independent women. Familiar faces from When Calls the Heart pop in throughout, like Kevin McGarry, Pascal Hutton, and Kevin Smith, making for an enjoyable viewing experience for hearties. You may watch this on Hallmark Movies, now available via Amazon Prime Video, or rent or buy on Prime Video. Another option, Chesapeake Shores. If a contemporary version of When Calls the Heart is what you're looking for, then check out Chesapeake Shores, the multi-generational family drama which ran for five seasons from 2016 to 2022, is Hallmark's version of Brothers and Sisters. Based on Sheryl Wood's novels, the series revolve around the O'Brien family, who call the quaint seaside town home. The dramatics begin when newly divorced New York City attorney Abby O'Brien, played by Megan Ory, moves back home with her two young daughters to try and help save the inn. Her return means reopening old wounds with her family and her first love, singer-songwriter Trace Riley, played by Jesse Metcalf, whom she abandoned nearly two decades ago. If Abby's storyline isn't your cup of tea, there are other O'Briens to fall in love with. Mick, played by Treat Williams, Megan, played by Barbara Niven, Jess, played by Lacey J. Maley, Bree, played by Emily Ulterup, Kevin, played by Brendan Penny, and Connor, played by Andrew Francis. Although Metcalf exits in season 5, One Tree Hill, Robert Buckley's, finishes out the season. You may watch this on Peacock and watch on Hallmark Movies, which is now available via Amazon Prime Video. Next, The Way Home, a show about a magical time-traveling pond, may not be what you'd expect for a When Calls the Heart recommendation, but maybe going the opposite end of the spectrum is just what you need. The Way Home is about as trippy as it gets for a Hallmark fantasy drama with its chaotic, rule-bending, nutty revelations and endless time jumps to the past. But that's exactly what makes the show so much fun to watch. Shailee Lee, Andy McDowell, and Sadie Laflem Snow play three generations of Landry women who get caught up in uncovering their family's secrets. There's romance, mystery, and a whole lot of heart. At the end of the day, it's about how they come together while forging their paths forward. This is available on Peacock and also Hallmark Movies, now on Amazon Prime Video. Next, Heart of Dixie. In the latter seasons of When Calls the Heart, a juicy love triangle emerges between Elizabeth, played by Erin Krakow, Monty Nathan, played by Kevin McGarry, and saloon owner Lucas, played by Chris McNally. On the CW drama Heart of Dixie, a similar situation surfaces when Zoe Hart, played by Rachel Bilson, a New York City doctor who moves to Bluebell, Alabama, to take over her father's medical practice, catches feelings for a lawyer, George Tucker, played by Scott Porter, and a local bartender, Wade Kinsella, played by Wilson Bethel. Everything about Heart of Dixie drips in quirky southern charm, and just as you'd be throwing support behind When Calls the Heart Team Nathan or Team Lucas, we won't be surprised if you end up doing the same here with George and Wayne. You may watch this on Freeview. Thank you for joining me today for this week's TVGuide.com. I'm Diana Donoff for Virginia Voice. This program is on the air every Friday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 p.m. You can also listen to this program anytime on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.